Alex stayed where he was, battered and exhausted. Just before they reached the main road, Alex crawled over to the edge and lowered the top half of his body so that he was hanging upside down outside the window where he had been sitting. He was lucky. Tom Harris saw him, his eyes widening in disbelief. Alex made a sign with one hand. About a minute later, the bus stopped and Tom got out. Alex watched him rush behind a tree and pretend to be sick. He used the opportunity to slide to the edge and lower himself down. He limped over and joined his friend.
Alex!
Tom looked horrified.
What happened to you?
Things didn't quite go as planned.
You look awful.
Really, I feel great. Tom helped Alex back to the bus. The two of them had to pass Mr. Gilbert, who was sitting in the front seat. Their teacher was even more shocked than Tom had been. He had only seen one boy leave, so how was it possible for the two of them to be returning? When people ask how my mother managed to keep my father's memory alive, all I can say is for my mother, he never left. He never left her. He never left us. My father's spiritual presence is what sustained my mother. And we, their children, were the beneficiaries of their timeless love for one another. Born and raised in a family that was culturally varied, I innately gravitated to the rhythms of the world. Mummy was our constant, as many mothers are. And Daddy was the jubilant energy in our world. He was not at all like the descriptions I grew up hearing. In addition to being determined, focused, and honest, he was also greatly humorous, delightful, and boylike, while at the same time a strong, firm male presence in a house filled with little women. His women. A collaboration of qualities that enchants me even now. Uncle Ossie once said, "Malcolm was our manhood, our living black manhood. And in honoring him, we honor the best in ourselves."